On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz, BC men's basketball team on the road this weekend, traveling to Minnesota State and also to Concordia. Jason Edwards with us, a senior out of Phoenix, Arizona. Two wins last weekend. Congratulations.
Thank you. It was a tough weekend, but you pulled it out, so that's the only thing that matters.
You guys have struggled really putting back-to-back games in a weekend together. How nice was it to get them both this past weekend?
That was really nice. We have a goal in our locker room that says Saturday games are most important. That's when we're tired, exhausted, so it felt good to actually pull one off this weekend.
What were the games like this past weekend? They weren't the nail-biter buzzer beaters that you guys had the week before, but as the game was progressing, how'd things go?
It was all about runs. I mean, we had our run. They had their run. Like, they came back to me some tough shots at the end, but at the end of the day, we pulled together, had team effort, and got the thing done.
As you have gone through the couple of years here, what's one way that you can kind of summarize what it's like playing in this league night in and night out?
It's a dogfight every night. No matter what team, top of the conference, bottom of the conference, they're going to bring it. It doesn't matter who it is. So it's a very tough conference to play in.
A lot of people in other parts of the country where there's D1 schools everywhere maybe don't even know what it's like playing in Division II. Does Division II get a bad rap in your mind? Would people appreciate it if they just came out and watched you guys?
Yeah, I think because everybody's into Division I, they think they're all they got all the hype, all the media coverage. But Division II, we're having tough athletes, and it's really a competitive division compared to Division I. I mean, it's really tough. And we're excited to watch this as Division I, so it's not really much of a difference, but it's definitely something to watch.
I know when the Beavers played Minnesota in an exhibition game a couple of years ago, I don't know how much you've followed them living here and maybe see them on TV a little bit, but I said the biggest difference between, say, a Trevor Mbakwe, who was an absolute stud for that team, and the Beavers was that first step. They're just so darn fast. Is that a fair assessment, or would you disagree with that statement?
Well, I think mostly the big difference was speed, but I'm not trying to toot my own horn, but I think I'm pretty fast myself, so it wasn't much of a difference, but definitely they are a lot more faster, and they have a little bit more height compared to Division II playing us, so it was a lot of fun, though. I mean, we hung around and lost by like 10 points, I think, so.
You guys go on the road this weekend. What's the difference being on the road as opposed to being at home?
Oh, the crowd atmosphere. I mean, at home you got the team or crowd rooting for us. On the road, we're kind of the underdog. We're back against the wall, so we just have to come together as a team and root for each other and cheer each other on, because there won't be much support for us there.
About the last month and a half, Lance Rungstedt had just gone off offensively. What have you noticed different about his game?
Just confidence. He had football season, so obviously he had to change his stroke from throwing the ball to shooting a basketball. So he's just been in the gym working out, shooting the ball. His confidence definitely has improved over the year.
How has your game adapted now that everyone's kind of getting used to Coach Boshi and his system?
My game is adapted. I mean, I'm just trying to facilitate still, come up big clutch shots at the end of the game. I really don't shoot into the second half. I just try to find my teammates and try to make some big plays along the road.
Has everybody bought in with his defensive-first mentality?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, if anything, we can hang our hat on our defense. Offense, shots are going to go in, shots are going to go out, but defense, we can control that. So we're definitely all pitched in and took a board of that.
Is that kind of rare in this league, kind of a defense-first mentality?
I think so. I mean, a lot of offense, the whole everybody can truly shoot, bigs from the 1-5, everybody can shoot, but defense is what's going to win the game, so we all have to buy into it.
Congratulations on a great couple of wins last week, and good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
For more information on the Beaver men's basketball team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is coming up next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
It's about your life.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.